Created in August 2020 as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Motels for Now program provides low-barrier shelter for 120 chronically homeless in the Knights Inn on South Bend's west side. The program is coordinated by the nonprofit Our Lady of the Road. South Bend is paying for mental health and addiction treatment services from Oaklawn, and St. Joseph County is paying for staff and the rooms. And on Tuesday, the county council voted to extend the program through March at a cost of $829,000. The funding comes from the county's share of federal COVID relief dollars through the American Rescue Plan. But that vote came after hours of public comment and debate. Most members of the public spoke in favor of the program. Homeless advocate Clara Ross said it's kept people safe.
Is there some woman being safe? Is some child being safe? Is some man being safe? Now, is it perfect? Of course not, because we're not perfect.
Those against the extension raised concerns over security and panhandling, and also said the Knights Inn is in a dilapidated state. That includes local resident Jerry Niskotsky. He wants the program to continue, but in a different location with more security and better facilities.
I see this more than anything as bailing out a slumlord.
County Auditor Mike Hammond is a major advocate for Motels for Now. He said they are aware of the problems, but it's a temporary solution. The long-term goal is building a permanent low-barrier shelter.
If you say no to this, these people are back on the street, and then we start all over again.
Speaking through tears at one point, he said the program must be extended through the winter.
I have never felt so passionate about an issue, I apologize, that I do about this right now.
The six-month extension ultimately passed 6-3, with council members Robert Krushinski, Mark Toloyan, and Mark Katanzarite voting against it. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.